do have a 10:30 joint session. Excuse me. Will the session please come to order? Members, please vote. Signify their presence. Have all members voted this morning? Secretary, please close the roll.
The roll shows 16 senators present. Senator Rohde is excused from the call of the Senate today.
There are 16 present. And we stand for the invocation.
Father, thank you for our government. We thank you, Father, that you have provided a way that our lives might be brought into order and lived out in decency. Thank you for these men and women that make choices that affect all of us in Alaska. Guide them today. Bless them today. Give them your wisdom today, that we might live in peace and quiet, in godliness and in honesty. And we thank you for all of these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Without objection, I move that that prayer be spread on the journal. Senator Ray. Secretary, do you certify as correctness of the Daily Journal?
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 43rd legislative day in Senate Supplement Number 55.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I move the journal for the 43rd legislative day in Senate Supplement Number 55 be approved as certified.
Without objection, so ordered. Are there guests for introduction this morning? You have the floor, Senator Sturgill.
Yes, we have two guests here today representing MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving. And some kind of good news, we spent a lot of time last year dealing with legislation dealing with drunk drivers. And in Anchorage, we were dealing about having about 3.5 alcohol-related deaths per month. And we ended up in a period over the holidays and with, you know, we've had tremendous increases in population, went from the 12th month on the 14th day until the second month of the 17th day in a new year. That's a couple of months where we had no alcohol-related deaths whatsoever. And I don't think it was just happenstance. There's been tremendous cooperation by MAD, the municipality, the National Highway Safety Division, the state troopers, Ed O'Neill from the Brown Jug from industry. A lot of ads were run saying if you drink, don't drive, drive safely. And here today, people that have really taken a part in that, I'd like to introduce Senator Rohde and my constituents, Kathy Bigler, the president of the Anchorage MAD chapter, and Senator Fahrenkamp and Senator Bennett's constituent, Ralph Kevorkian, the board member of MAD in Fairbanks, down today to tell us some good news.
Senator Moss.
Mr. President, I have stood on this floor and the other floor on the other end of the hall a number of times and spoke to the bison problem that we have in Delta. We have visiting with us today a person who's been very instrumental in helping us, hopefully, with some legislation that we've got that's coming up soon to solve part of our bison problems. I'd like to introduce Dave Johnson from Delta Junction. He's our fish and game man that is helping us out.
Messages from the governor this morning?
There are no messages from the governor today, Mr. President.
Are there messages from the House?
The House passed the following and transmitted for consideration. House Bill Number 508 by Representatives Cowdery and Liska, an act relating to the plumbing code.
Labor, Commerce, Judiciary.
It is the only message from the House.
Are there communications?
There are no communications today.
Reports of standing committees.
The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill Number 130, special appropriation in the Department of Health and Social Services for CPR mannequins and films and recommends that it be calendared on February 22nd. Signed, Senator Fakes, Chairman, concurring Senators Ferguson, Bennett, Kelly, and Reid. This does appear on today's calendar.
Are there reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
There is a resolution for introduction.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 38 by the Judiciary Committee relating to the out-of-court settlements by the state.
Judiciary.
That is the only new resolution.
Takes us to the daily calendar this morning. Secretary reads Senate Bill 130. Title, author.
Senate Bill Number 130 by Senators Ziegler, Eliason, and Ferguson, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Health and Social Services for CPR mannequins and films and providing for an effective date. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered this bill and recommends due pass with a new fiscal note. Signed, Senator Joseph, Chairman, concurring Senator Moss and Senator Vic Fisher. Senator Paul Fisher signed no recommendation. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends due pass with amendments. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senator Sackett, Ferguson, Vic Fisher, Fakes, Mulcahy, and Josephson.
Are there amendments?
There is an amendment number one by the Finance Committee, page one, lines 15 and 16, change June 30, 1984 to June 30, 1985, line 16, change July 1, 1983 to July 1, 1984.
Senator Ziegler, do you move the amendment? Senator Sackett.
Move and ask unanimous consent for adoption.
Without objection. Ask consent. Are there further amendments?
There are no other amendments.
Absence of further amendments, Senator Wright.
Move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill Number 130 is amended to be considered and goes to pass third reading and placed upon the ballot.
Without objection. Secretary, read the bill on third reading.
Senate Bill Number 130 amended, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Health and Social Services for CPR mannequins and films and providing for an effective date.
Senate Bill 130 is before you for discussion and debate. Senator Ziegler.
Mr. President, you might think that I have a vested interest in this legislation, and to an extent I do. True, it's not a lot of money, but I do thank the Finance Committee for bringing it forth and hopefully it will fare well in the other body.
You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I have a vested interest in it, too, but I hope nobody will object to me voting for it.
Ready for the question? Question is, shall Senate Bill 130 be adopted by the Senate? You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does anyone wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas and one excused.
Senate Bill 130 has been adopted. You have the floor, Senator Ray.
Move and ask unanimous consent to the roll call on the passage. Senate Bill 130 is amended to be considered a roll call and effective date clause.
Objection. Effective date's been adopted. Next bill is in third reading. Senate Bill 362 in third reading. Secretary, read the bill in third reading.
Senate Bill Number 362, an act relating to the applicability of the scholarship loan program to students attending more than one post-secondary educational institution and providing for an effective date.
The bill is before you for discussion debate. Ready for the question? Question is, shall Senate Bill 362 be adopted by the Senate? You may proceed to vote. All members voted. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas, one excused.
Senate Bill 362 has been adopted. Senator Ray.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage is Senate Bill 362 be considered the roll call and effective date clause.
Without objection. Effective date clause has been adopted. Secretary Reid, Senate Bill 420 is amended. Third reading.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 420, Finance, an act making an appropriation to the Department of Environmental Conservation for water and sewer grants and special appropriations for payment as grants to municipalities and unincorporated communities for water, sewer, and solid waste grants and providing for an effective date.
Bill is before you for discussion and debate. Senator Gilman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. As you know, each year the Department of Environmental Conservation goes through an annual ranking of water and sewer and waste disposal projects. This year, when they went to the communities and asked for the communities to make their requests known, it was a total of $210 million of water, sewer, and solid waste projects that were identified. And that, of course, is for their matching funds, which would have required $105 million in match. Interestingly enough, Mr. President, the communities indicated that they have $63 million of match money that they could put toward those projects, either through bond issues that they've issued, or through LIDs, or some kind of a capital working fund. This bill only has four or five of those projects that are top priority projects as far as DEC is concerned. And if we're interested in leveraging money, it would seem to me like that we should be putting at least some of the money toward that match program. It has been left out for two or three years. The administration had asked for $16.75 million for match, which would have put $33 million on the street. For that reason, Mr. President, I can't support the bill.
Andre.
Mr. President, I can understand my colleague's apprehension. However, when he's talking about the match money, there's a lot of those programs, projects, that are matched with the state money, that will be matched with state money. I know in the instance of my particular district, that money will be matched with state money. Also, I would ask him to be a little bit patient and see what the other body does as far as putting in their projects. And then if it comes back and it doesn't meet with his approval, at that time, if he has anything substantial to say, he could do it at that time.
Are you ready for the question?
Great question.
The question is, shall Senate Bill 420 be adopted by the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? All members have voted. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
Roll shows 18 yeas, 1 nay, 1 excused.
Bill has been adopted by Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage of committee substitute for Senate Bill number 420 Finance be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
So ordered. We're down to unfinished business this morning. As you know, there's a 10:30 joint session for the Canadian or for the Yukon Territory Parliament. Is there unfinished business this morning? You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, could we revert to introduction of guests?
There's no objection.
Mr. President, I have a friend from the city of Haines behind me in the gallery, and I guess you might call him Mr. Veteran from Haines, Leo Land.
Welcome you this morning. You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, under announcements?
Under announcements.
Mr. President, there will be a reception for the Alaska Native Land Managers Association tonight at 4:30 to 6:30 at the Cape Fox.
You have the floor, Senator.
Yes, Mr. President, a reminder to the Anchorage Caucus at 11:45 today. We're meeting with the Anchorage School District superintendent, staff, and school board to discuss school needs in Anchorage, and it will be held in the Butrovich Room at 11:45 today.
You have the floor, Senator Bennett.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Finance Committee will meet tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., taking up the following bills. Senate Bill 342, an act relating to Alaska Agricultural Loan Act. Senate Bill 347, an act authorizing the use of Alaska Permanent Fund income. Also, Senate Bill 83, an act relating to court leave for non-permanent and temporary employees of the state.
8:30. What was the time? Excuse me, Senator.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. Thank you. Other items? You have the floor, Senator Moss.
Mr. President, I might also announce again that Senate Bill 389, the Kenai River Bridge, Senate Bill 475, North Anchor Road, will be heard today. First public hearing in the Buckovich Room at 1:30. I might also point out that we're continuing our work sessions on the railroad tomorrow at the Belch Room at 1:30. We also will have the 24th. We'll be meeting on the Alaska Railroad work session in the Belch Room. And also Saturday morning at 10 a.m., we will continue our work on the markup on the Alaska Railroad work session.
Thank you. You have the floor, Senator Lyson.
Mr. President, Labor and Commerce will meet this afternoon at 1:30 in the Belch Room. We're taking up committee substitute for Senate Bill 286, an act relating to motor vehicle warranties, the Lemon Law, and committee substitute for House Bill 373, an act relating to non-forfeiture of benefits of life insurance policies and reserve valuation standards for life insurance policies and annuity contracts, 1:30.
Senator Victor Fisher.
Mr. President, State Affairs will meet at 3 p.m. today in the Buttrovich Room on Senate Bill 405 relating to Pioneer Home Residents, Senate Bill 415, Public Employees Retirement System, SJR 36, relating to a proposal by Congress for an amendment to the U.S. Constitution. I can't remember exactly what amendment. At 1:30 today, Mr. President, the Subcommittee on the Department of Commerce will be meeting in Senate Finance to start budget overview on commerce.
Are there items under special orders this morning? Senator Ray.
Well, Mr. President, the inquiry, is it your desire that we return here after the joint session, or do you want to recess it to adjourn the Senate upon the finish of the joint session?
I believe we could adjourn, even though we don't usually just adjourn. There's no reason for a skeleton session following.
Then I would move that we recess to a joint session, and at that time, when that is finished, that we adjourn till 10 a.m. Wednesday.
Senate will be adjourned upon the end of the joint session till 10 a.m. Wednesday.